Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Nun Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Beis, and since Daf Mem Tesson Beis, the Gemara has been going through the 16 possibilities as to Dava Lama Bekish, or Dava Lama Begzeir Shava, or Dava Lama Bekavachemer, or as we will see, a Dava Lama Binyav, if we can then learn another Hekish, or Gzeir Shava, or Kavachemer, or Binyav from that previous din, as we saw on Daf Mem Tesson Beis, Rabbi Yechanan taught us, Bechol Tarekula, Lamedin Lamed Milamed, Chutz Min HaKadoshim, done in Lamed Milamed, although regarding all other din in Torah, you can learn something from a drasha, even though the original din was learned out of a drasha. The only time we have a shayla, if done in Lamed Milamed or ain't done in Lamed Milamed, is only b'degei kaddishim. Our Gemara continues with the 12th shayla, as davar lamed b'kavuchemer ma'ashi lamed b'binyav. What is the halacha in regard to something that initially was learned from a kavuchemer? Can we now learn another din from that same din that was learned from a kavuchemer from a binyav? And as we previously explained, a binyan av is interchangeable with the concept of mamasinu. Before we continue with the Gemara's raya, let us begin with akdama. And as we know that it is a behemoth that becomes an avela, which is defined as an animal that died without shechita, so then the animal becomes an avatama, and this behemoth will be metame b'magu v'masa. However, the Torah is mechadish to us that an avela of an oif is not metame b'magu v'masa, and it's only metame a person and the begodim that he's wearing once this person eats the oif that's an avela. And it enters a person's throat or the base ablia. And as Rashi at the bottom of the Amid points out, that this is based on the pasuk in Pashas Emma regarding Nevelus Oif that states, Nevelu Trefa Lo Yechel Tomava and the Hashem. And therefore we see that the only time there's a tumma by Nevelus Oif is only by Achila, not prior to Achila. And of course, let's keep in mind that when someone wants to eat an Oif and it's Chulin, then there's a requirement to do Shchita. However, Benegea Chatas Oif or Eilus Oif, which is Kachim, then a Kohen does Malika, and of course, Shechita is not valid. Our Gemara will continue and try to bring a riot to Ashayla from the Mishnah that begins on the bottom of Daf Samach Tesamid Aleph. And let's keep in mind that certainly if someone did Shechita on a behemoth and he then realized that the behemoth was a trefa, then although certainly it would be us to eat this animal as it's a trefa, and certainly this animal would be puzzled for a carbon, however, the din of Tumas Nevela would not apply to this animal. And as Rashi brings from the Gemara Mesech Leschulin, this is learned from the Pasuk in Pasha Shmini that states, and since the pasuk states mina behema, so we learn out mixes behema metama or mixes behema einu metama, that the din of tumas nevela only applies to some behemais, but it doesn't apply to other behemais. And as Rashi states ve'ezai, and which animal are we referring to that tumas nevela doesn't apply to? Zu trefa sheshachta. This refers to an animal that's a trefa that had a proper shechita, and since it had a proper shechita, therefore tumas nevela would not apply. And although that's clear, however, the Mishnah Daf Samach Tes will bring a machlekes as to what the din would be b'negei an oif. And for example, if someone does shechita on an oif that's chulin, or someone does malika on an oif that's kachim, and then they find that it's trefa, would we consider this oif to be an avela and be metameh beis ablia, or would tumas beis ablia not apply in this scenario since you had a proper shechita or a proper malika, and even though it's a trefa, but ultimately it would not be metameh? And let us see Rashi, two lines from the end of the narrow lines, as Rashi brings Shalosh Machlekes B'Dava, that as we will see in the Mishnah Daf Samach Tes, there is actually a three-way Machlekes, as Rameya Achas Shechitas Oif Shel Chulin Ba'achas Malika B'Kotshim Metaharis Trufasim Medevi Nevela. Now Rameya holds that there is no difference between an oif and a behema, and just like the Shechita of a behema will be Metaharet and would not become Tamei, so the same would apply B'negei an oif, and as long as you had a proper Shechita or a proper Malika, meaning Shechita by Chulin or Malika by Kotshim, then even though we ultimately find that this oif was a trefa, the oif would still not be metamea beis ablia. And Rashi continues with Rabbi Huda, zuvazu ainu metaharas. And according to Rabbi Huda, in all cases of an oif, it doesn't make a difference if you did a proper shechita by chulin or proper malika by kachim. And in all cases, once we find out that this oif was actually a trefa, then the oif would be metamea beis ablia. And finally, Rabbi Yasi takes a middle shita, as Rabbi Yasi shechita metaharas for le malika, that although if someone did shechita to an oif by chulin, then the din of tumma would not apply. And even though we found out that this bird is a trefa, the bird would still be tar. However, if a kohen did malika on this bird, and then we found out that the bird was a trefa, then we would still consider this bird a nevela, and it would still be metamea beis ablia. And as Rashi states, v'chei mefurish b'mesechtes tayrus prepared shal shasur dvarim. And based on this akdama, let us see our Gemara, as Rabbi Yemiya states, tashma, and will bring a raya from the Mishnah Daf Samach Tes, that davar lama b'kal v'chomer can be chayzu malame b'ninav, as the Mishnah Daf Samach Tes teaches us, Molek v'nimsis trefa, treifa, if the kohen did a proper malika and then they found that the bird is treifa, so Rameya ima inam tamim besabliya. Rameya hold that even though the bird is a treifa, but the maisa, since it was a proper malika done, therefore this bird would not be tamei and would not be matamim besabliya. And as we explained, the Rameya will hold the same din if someone did shechita to an oif that's chulin and then realized that the oif was a treifa. Rabbi Yehuda ima, Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rameya and he holds matamim besabliya that even though the kohen did a proper malika by kachim, or as we explained previously, that a person did a proper shechita by an oif that's chulin, however, since we now find that this bird is a treifa, so the din of tumah would still apply, and this bird will be metameh beis ablia, and Rabbi Yemi's raya will be from the shita Rameya, as the Mishnah continues on daf samach pesach and beis, that Amr Rameya, Rameya explains the shita, and as we will see, it will be based on a kal v'chomer, as well as the mamatzinu, as Rameya explains kal v'chomer, mana vedos behema, shemetameh b'magu masa, and even so, shechitasim et haharis treifasim et tumasa, and madach that all agree that the nevela behema, whose tumah is more chomer than the tumah of a bird, as is metama magav masa, whereas a bird is only metama beis ablia, and even so, once you do the proper shechita, and even if you find that it's a treifa, it still doesn't become tamei and it won't be metama magav masa, and therefore kal v'chomer to nevelas oif she'im metama magav masa. So certainly by nevela of an oif, which is much more kal, as it's not metama magav masa, and it's only metama beis ablia, in addition to shechitasim metaris treifasim metumasa. So certainly, if someone does a proper shechita on a bird of chulin, then even though we find that it's a treifa, it should not be considered tamei, and it would not be metamea beis ablia. Now that Rameya understands that the din of shechitas ha'if is similar to the din of shechitas behema, and in all cases, even though we find that it's a treifa, since you did a proper shechita, so it would not be considered tamei, and if so, we can now learn based on Mamatzinu that the same would apply to malika of a bird that's kachim. And as Rameya continues, Mamatzinu b'shechita shemechturasu b'achila, that just like we find b'negei shechita, that by doing a proper shechita by an oif of chulin, it's machshir the oif to be eaten. And we continue on daf nun alef and aleph, and mitaharis treifas mitumasa. And if you did a proper shechita by an oif of chulin, even if we ultimately find out that this bird was a treifa, but since you did a proper shechita, so therefore the din of tumah would not apply. And therefore, based on a binyan av and mamitzinu, we should also learn af malika shemachshar to b'achila to tar treifas mitumasa. The same din should also apply b'negei malika. And since we know that if a kohen does a proper malika to an oif of kachim, then it's machshirit b'achila, and a kohen could now eat this bird, and it's not considered a treifa. And therefore, the same din should apply that if you did malika to a bird, and then you find out that it was actually a treifa, that the din of tumah should not apply, and should not be metamea beis ablia. L'maisa, we see that Rameya hold davar lama b'kal v'chomer is chayzu malama b'binyan av, and even though the Gemara seems to have a raya at this point, but the Gemara continues and brings the sheet of Rabbi Yisi that is brought at the end of the Mishnah on daf samach tesa mebeis, as Rabbi Yisi Omer, as Rabbi Yisi argues both in Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, and he states da'ir k'nin v'las behema taira sheshchitasu mitaharta v'loy malikasa, and he holds that although we could learn the din of shechita by an oif from the din of shechita by a behema, and therefore if someone would shechta an oif that's chulin and then would find out that it's a treifa, then certainly the din of tumah would not apply. However, we cannot learn the din of malikas oif by kachim from the din of shechita, even though a kohen did a proper malika on an oif of kachim. However, once we find that this oif was actually a treifa, so the din of tumah beis ablia would still apply to this oif of kachim, as da'i lovim ben adin liyas kinidain. Agamar continues and states v'loihi, that even though you wanted to bring a raya for the words of Rameya, however, we cannot actually learn this from the words of Rameya. As Rashi explains, that the words v'loihi is one of the Gemara's proofs that we actually can't learn from the words of Rameya, that dov alam b'kav v'chomer choyzu malam b'binyan av. And as Rashi at the top of daf nun alef and alef states, v'hachi perushai hasam ikra taimed Rameya lo yalv b'binyan av. Then in reality, the reason why Rameya states that a malika of a bird of kachim would stop it from becoming tamei is not based on a binyan av al mehekish, but it's really based on hekish. On the pasuk at the end of Pasuk Shmini that states, zoyis teiris avehim v'oyv v'chol nefesh achayim remesus b'mayim u'l'chol nefesh ashuretzis al aretz. And we have a comparison between a behem and oiv. And as the Gemara on daf samach tesa and beis will tell us, Rameya kura eshkach v'darish, he learned that as long as someone does a maisa that would make this animal kosher b'achila, as long as it would not be a treifa, and either he did a proper shechita by a behema, or a proper shechita by an oif of chulin, or a proper malika by an oif of kachim, then the din of tumah would no longer apply. In reality, Rameya is not learning this based on a kal v'chomer or based on a binyan av, and therefore we don't have a raya to our question. The Gemara continues with the second point, as hasan tehevihi, and even if you're going to say that actually in the Mishnah we see that Rameya Meir is learning is based on Kal V'chomer and a Mamitzinu. Therefore, we should be able to use the words of Rav Meir in the Mishnah as a raya to a question and bring a raya that Dovah Lomim B'Kal V'chomer is Chayzul Malami B'Binyan Av. However, the Gemara explains that would still not be a raya, as the Maisa, the only part of Rav Meir's din that has any relation to Kachim, is only Malikas Oif of Kachim. However, the initial Kal V'chomer was between Shechita of a Behem of Chulin and Shechita of an Oif of Chulin, and even the Mamitzinu was from Shechitas Oif of Chulin to the din of Malikas Oif of Kachim. And as the Gemara states, Mishchita de Chulin Kasi, that the whole Limud is from Shechita of Chulin. And we initially stated in the Akdama that Rabbi Yechon taught us that B'chol HaTerekul made in Lamed Melamed Chutz Min HaKadoshim Shein Don in Lamed Melamed. And since certainly part of Rav Meir's Limud is not from Kachim and is from Chulin, but therefore certainly we would hold that even though it's a Dabar Lamed B'Kal V'Chomer, then we certainly could be Chayza Melamed B'Binyan Av. And as Rashi states, V'Inami Tehevi D'Gom Alor B'Binyan Av K'dik Tanim Masisin L'Mishra D'Boyin, we could still not be Peshit HaShayla. The Rav Meir Malika B'Kachim Mishchita D'Chulin Gama V'Havali Melamed Chulin U'Lamad L'Lesli Rapapa Afagav D'Lamed Kadesh Lam Raya He, this would not be a Raya. And at least L'Fi Rashi Ar Gemara ends off and is not Peshit HaShayla and is not Peshit if Dabar Lamed B'Kal V'Chomer could be Chayza Melamed B'Binyan Av. However, Ayin Tesis, who learns a Gemara a bit different, Ayin Shum. And Ar Gemara now continues and discusses the last four possibilities as to the Shayla B'Digei Kachim, if you could be done in Lamed Melamed or ain't done in Lamed Melamed. The Gemara has a Shayla Dabar Lamed B'Binyan Av, if something was originally learned from a B'Binyan Av or Mamitzinu, Ma'u Shilamed Behekesh V'Gzir Shavu V'Kal V'Chomer B'Binyan Av. So can one then learn that din to another din based on another Hekesh V'Gzir Shavu Kal V'Chomer or another B'Binyan Av? And the Gemara states, P'Shayt Me'Hachada, that at least for the next Braisa, we should be able to be patient one of these Shaylas, and we should be able to be patient that Dabar Lamed B'Binyan Av Chayzul Melamed B'Binyan Av. Before we continue with the Raya from the Braisa, then we know that the Gemara will teach us that even though there may be something which is puzzle and really shouldn't go onto the Mizbeach L'Chachila, however, in many cases, if one places that item onto the Mizbeach, then B'Di'evit we will keep it on the Mizbeach. And as the Mishnah states on that Pei Gimel Amin Aleph and Pei Dal Amin Aleph Im Olu La'Yered, and the Braisa on that Pei Dal Amin Beis, the Braisa is discussing the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and let us see Rashi who brings down the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. As Rashi states, we pay Ma Amru L'Kamonhi B'Perkam Mizbeach Mekadesh, as Rabbi Yehuda's derish the words Zois He and Ha'Ola, and therefore we see three different mutim, and he learns that there's only three things we would say Im Olu La'Yered. And as Rashi brings down Prat L'Nishchus D'Belayla V'Shnishpech Dama V'Shiyotze Dama Chutz L'Klayim, and the Gemara is bothered to Parach Ma'ro L'Hotzis Eilu L'Hachshas Hashar, then why would Rabbi Yehuda choose the three psulim that Im Olu La'Yered, and why would Rabbi Yehuda choose that the B'negei other psulim that the din would be Im Olu La'Yered? And our Gemara will now continue with this Braisa, and the Braisa states B'Pnei Ma'amru Lon B'Dam Kasha, and what is the reason that if someone had dam and he left it overnight and therefore the dam is puzzle, then at least if the Kohen places the dam on his Be'ach, that the din is Im Olu La'Yered, and this is based on the Mamitzinu Sharei Lon Be'Murin Kasha, since if a Kohen was not Makar De'Murin and was already mourning and therefore was puzzle based on Lina, but if he goes and places it on his Be'ach, we know the din is Im Olu La'Yered, and therefore based on a Binyan Av and a Mamitzinu, so the same applies to dam that was puzzle based on Lina. And the Braisa continues Lon Be'Murin Kasha, and how do I know that if there was a murim that was lon that would still be kasha and all le'ered should be lon b'basa kasha? As certainly the Torah tells us specifically that if someone brings a karm shlamim, then there is no psolina, as a karm shlamim is nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad. And as Rashi points out, therefore we have a raya to the shayla as alma a murim gam b'binyan av mi'basa and v'hada migmur b'binyan av al adam. And therefore, from this part of Braisa, we already have a raya that davar alam b'binyan av is chayzum malam b'binyan av. And let's keep in mind that ultimately the Gemara will slug up this proof, but the Gemara first continues and brings the rest of the Braisa, and the Braisa continues Yotze, then why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that if the Emurim of the Karban are taken out of the Azara, that even so Im Olu La'Yered? And once again he explains based on Mamitzinu as Hol V'Yotze Kasher Bama, since the entire Psul of Yotze is not relevant to a Bama Ktana, as a Bama Ktana did not have Mechitzais, therefore even where there's a Psul of Yotze Im Olu La'Yered. And the Braisa continues Tamei, that why Rabbi Yehuda state B'Negei Tamei Im Olu La'Yered? And the Braisa explains, as since we find that the psul of Tomei is not relevant by Tzibor, and as we know, there's Tomei's Hutra or Tomei's Duchuyu B'Tzibor, therefore, even in the case where Tomei's not Hutra B'Tzibor, we would still be Mekel B'Negei Tomei and Im Olu La'Yered. And the Braisa continues, Chutzel's Manoi, that even if a Karmen became Pasul and Pigol, based on Machsheva's Chutzel's Manoi, and then someone takes the Dam or the Basul Da'imurim and places it on the Mizbeach, then Im Olu La'Yered. And the reason is, Hoylem Ratzel Gulai, that since we know that the only way that a Korban becomes an actual pigol is only if you're makarv hamata kemitzvasai, so we see that even though one should not actually continue with Avedis, but certainly when he does the Avedis on the Mizbeach, it does have an effect as it will make the Korban pigol, and therefore, and the Brisa continues, that similarly, if someone brings a Korban and have machshav as chutzl mekaymai, which passes the Korban, the din would still be that if he brings any part of the Korban onto the Mizbeach, then and the Gemara explains, and since we have already seen multiple times that there's a hekesh between chutzl zmanoi and chutzl mekaymai, and just like we stated with the Gemara chutzl zmanoi and ma'ol le'yered, therefore the same din applies by chutzl mekaymai. The Brisa continues, shekiblu psulim v'zarku daman. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that after Kabbalah Saddam or Zrik Saddam was done by a apostle, then ma'ol le'yedru? And the Gemara explains, b'hanak psulim v'chazal v'desiba, that in chenami Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this in all cases, and it's only talking about a case where the reason why the Kabbalah Saddam or Zrik Saddam wasn't good was not because it was done by a czar, but it was because that was done by a kohen who is currently apostle, as he is currently tamei. And since this kohen himself would be kosher for avoda, if the case would be where there's tumah hutra b'tzibur, therefore even where tumah is not hutra b'tzibur, the din is imal layerdu. The Gemara will now continue and ask a question on the brisa: as how can the brisa learn based on the mamatzinu that lom be'murim is kosher, shrei lom be'basil kosher? And similarly, how could the brisa learn that by the psul of yotze imal layerdu ho of yotze kosher b'bama? But the Gemara is, that how can you learn a mamatzinu from something which the Torah tells us that is actually kosher l'chatchila to a case where we know that it's actually possible? And therefore, number one, how can you learn the din of lon be'imurim that I'm all le'ered? Certainly, the imurim are possible from the din of lon by basa shlamim, where we know that the basa shlamim can l'chatchila be left overnight, and therefore it doesn't seem to be a proper mamatzinu. And similarly, b'negei yotze, how can you learn the din of yotze, which is a psul, from the din of yotze by a bama ketana, where we know that it's not a psul at all, as there's no requirement to have claim around a bama ketana? And as Rashi states, v'chidon and dover, yalfas lon be'imurim shehu shalei b'chshiran, milon be'basa d'chshir b'kach v'zui mitzvasai, v'su heki yalf yaitze b'migdash mi yaitze b'bama shekul yaitzu she'en shom klayim ela p'nei asada. And based on this question, so the Gemara explains that tana mezeis teres ha'ila riba samachle, that the real limud that the tana was samachan in order to tell us that m'olayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay are really being used as an esmachta b'alma, and therefore, based on the maskanas haGemara, so it comes out that we don't really learn the din of lam b'dam that ma'ola yered from the din of lam b'murin, and we don't learn the din of lam b'murin from the din of lam b'basar, and therefore, we would actually not have a raya that dava lam b'binyan av choizum lam b'binyan av. And Ayin Rashi zeis teres ha'ila toira achas l'chol ha'ilim ma'ola yardu kidchsev al meitu kol ha'ila v'chol rais halalu mishin ma'it mizeis hi ha'ila plus apsule ma'isim hanach ma'ishla hanimani v'ikim ikra v'asmach ba'almu. And really, the ikar limud is from the psukim, and these are only asmachtas ba'almu. And lefi zeh, when our gemara started off pshayt miyachada, but lefi the maskanas haGemara comes out that we're not going to be pushed any of these shaylis, and we're not pushed the last four shaylis if dov lamed binyan av can be lamed behekish b'zir shavu b'kav chaymer or b'binyan av. The gemara continues and quotes from our mishnah on daf mem zayin amal aleph, where the mishnah stated exil mekayim shels bachim kachi kachim shchitas mitzafoin, and then spoke about the parvisal shev kapurim. The Mishnah stated, "Shiyari Adam or Yeshefech al Yisrael Maravi Shem was Be'ach Achitzrayin v'mloy Nasan lo Ikev." And our Gemara asks, "My time that what is the makar that it has to be placed on the western Yisrael?" And the Gemara tells us, "A makar as the pasuk b'negayin of Parakoy Mashiach states in Pashas Vayikra, 'V'nasan alkoyim min Adam akhanis mizbach keteris esamul ofnei Hashem asher ba'il moed v'es kol dam apar yishbech al Yisrael mizbach oila asher pesach oil moed.'" And the pasuk could have just stated that you have to place the dam on the Yisrael mizbach oila. And why does it say Asher Pesach Ha'il Ma'id? And therefore, Rashi's Guris, Yisoid Shekinegad Pesach, that we learn from here, that you have to place the dam on the Yisoid that's right outside the Pesach Ha'il Ma'id, right when the Kohen walks out of the Heichal from doing the Matanis Hadam within the Heichal, he would immediately be able to do the Shvichas HaShrayim on Yisoid Maravi Shal Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Rashi points out that even though this Pesach is dealing with the Parakai Mashiach, and our Mishnah was discussing the Par and Sar Shem Kippurim, and Rashi brings from the Gemara Dafnun Bezer Aleph, that since the pasuk states apar, so umar the par and kippurim has to be like the par kli mashiach. And Rashi continues to point out that benegayt asar of yom kippur, so the pasuk in Parshas Achrimay states va'asas dama kasha asa l'dama par, and therefore we have a comparison between the sar l'Hashem and the par yom kippurim, and therefore we see there's also also a requirement for the Yisrei Meravi by the Sarashim and Kippurim, just like the Parav in Kippurim, just like the Pakoy Mashiach. And keep in mind that B'negei the Parav Davar Shel Tzibor, the Pasuk once again explicitly teaches us Al Yisrei Mizbach Ha'ilah She Pesach Ha'il Ma'ed. And since we know that we compare the Sarav Edizara to the Parav Davar Shel Tzibor, so therefore the Din of Yisrei Meravi also applies to the Parav Davar Shel Tzibor and to the Sarav Edizara. Before we continue, let us point out that we learned our Gemara based on the guess of Rashi, who was Goyis Al Yisrei Mizbach Ha'ilah She Pesach Ha'il Ma'ed, Yisrei She Kenegra Pesach. However, the guess of our Gemara is Al Yisrei Mizbach Ha'ilah She Pesach Ha'il Ma'ed, Hahu De Pagab Reisha. Based on this guess, it would be Mashma that the reason why the Kohen should place the Shiuri Adam on the Yisrei Meravi is based on the fact that he actually got to that point right after he walked out of Kodesh, and it would seem it's based on the Imavin Al Mitzvahs, and Ayin Baron Tesis Diba Maskla She Pesach Ha'il Ma'ed, where Tesis makes this point, and he asks, typically the Imavin Al Mitzvahs, that why didn't the Gemara just state simply the Imavin Al Mitzvahs? And Tesis explains four lines from the bottom of the Amid, V'yish Leimar, the Loi Shaykh Imavin Al Mitzvahs, El Kshiyesh Dei Mitzvahs Lefanov, Goyin Dishim is Beach Primi Umenayra, Oich Goyin Mitzvahs Karnay, She'ini Yadeh Mehechon Yaskal, Avala Kfoye Mokka Mashvicha Shurayim, Loi Kavidah Mehai Taima, Vav the Goli Krab Behedya, and as we find a similar concept in the Gea Tadav Shein Tadar, however, Ayin and Tesis in Mesechtas Megillah, and Dav Vav and Beis, where Tesis points out that the reason of Imavin Al Mitzvahs would not suffice, as Mitam the Imavin Le Chazinon, El the Kol Marav Yishol Mizbech Kosher, that the entire Mizbech would be kosher, Avol Yisoyed Le Chazidon, but we wouldn't be able to learn that there's a specific requirement to place the Shirayim on the Yisoyed, Mishum Hachi Yitzchuk Kol Ashmin Yisoyed, Ayin Shom, and it would seem from Tesis that the Din of Imavin Al Mitzvahs would even apply where there's a question as to where to do something, and not only when there's a question as to which of two items should be done first. And let's keep in mind that this Din of Yisoyed Meravi is only relevant to the Chatoyis HaPnimius, and those Chatoyis that were brought either Lefnai V'Lefnim or into the Heichal. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us begin with the Short Akdama. And as we know, Perek Dalin in Pashas Vayikra discusses five different Chatoyis. The Torah first speaks about the Par Koyim Mashiach, then the Par Halam Dov Shel Tzibor, then the Sar of the Nasi, which is the Sar that a king brings. And finally, the Torah discusses the Chatas of a Yachid. And as we know, a Yachid either brings a Kispa or Seira, and the Torah first speaks about the Seira of a Yachid, and then speaks about the Kispa of a Yachid. And all five of these Pashas, the Torah speaks about the concept of Shvicha Shirayim, and the last two Pashas, which speak about the Chatas of a Yachid, and speaks about the Kispa and Seira of a Yachid, the Pasuk Lamed and Pasuk Lamed Dalet state simply, that's called Dom Yishpech al Yisayda Mizbeach, and Rashi points out that certainly once we know that it was poured on the Yisayda Mizbeach, so certainly it must be speaking about the Yisayda of the Mizbeach HaOilah and the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and as the Gemara will prove that the Mizbeach HaPnimi did not have a Yisayda, and even so in regard to the Shvicha Shirayim of the Parakoyim Mashiach, the Parakoyim Dov Shel Tzibor, and the Sar of the Nasi, the Torah doesn't just state that they should be poured al Yisayda Mizbeach, and instead it uses the Lashon of the Yisayda Mizbeach HaOilah. And in Pasuk Zayin, in regard to the Parakoyim Mashiach, the Pasuk states, Ves kol dam apar, yishpech al Yisrei Mizbach Ha'ilah, asher Pesach Ha'il Moed. And in Pasuk Yuches, b'negei the Parakoyim Dov Shel Tzibor, so the Pasuk states, Ves kol dam, yishpech al Yisrei Mizbach Ha'ilah, asher Pesach Ha'il Moed. And finally, in Pasuk Alfei, in regard to the Sar of the Nasi, the Pasuk states, Ves doma yishpech al Yisrei Mizbach Ha'ilah, and Agamar will dash in the three times that the Pasuk makes mention to Mizbach Ha'ilah. Based on this Akdama, Agamar begins, Tanar Abanon, that we learned in the Braisa, that when the Pasuk B'negei the Parakoyim Mashiach states Al Yisayid Mizbach Ha'ilah, so we learn out V'lo Yisayid Mizbeach HaPnimi, that the Shiori Adam should actually be placed on the Yisayid of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And after we learn the complete Braisa, the Gemara will go back and explain all of these drashos. The Braisa continues Al Yisayid Mizbach Ha'ilah, that the Pasuk B'negei the Parakoyim Dov Shel Tzibor states Al Yisayid Mizbach Ha'ilah, as Rashi points out Lo Yitzarech Sud or Iskush Ladodi, that the Pasuk didn't have to mention this at all, as we have a comparison between the Parakoyim Dov Shel Tzibor and the Parakoyim Mashiach, and therefore the Braisa teaches us Ein Lo Yisayid L'Plimi Atzmai, that this teaches us that there's only Yisayid on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin and the Mizbeach HaOilah, and there is no Yisayid at all on the Mizbeach HaPlimi or the Mizbeach HaZav or the Mizbeach HaKteris. And as Rashi states, U'miyusel Drasha Yisayid Yir L'Mizbeach HaOilah V'Loy L'Plimi. And finally, the Pasuk states B'negei the Sar of the Nasi Al Yisayid Mizbeach HaOilah. And once again, Rashi brings from the Teres Kainim that these words are extra mitrei taimei based on two reasons. As number one, since the Torah already taught us b'negei the Parakoyim Mashiach and the Parakoyim Dov Shel Tzibor, which are chatoyis apnimis, that although the matonis adam are done b'fnim, but the shiori Adam are poured at the Mizbech HaChitzain, it's certainly by the Sar of the Nasi, which is a Chatz HaChitzain is, and the Matanis HaAdam are only done on the Mizbech HaChitzain, so certainly will be Poshet that the Shurayim will be poured on the same Mizbech HaUlah and not on the Mizbech HaPrimi. And number two, we already saw that there is no Yisayid on the Mizbech HaPrimi, and therefore the Torah didn't have to say El Yisayid Mizbech HaUlah, and the Torah could have just stated El Yisayid HaMizbech or El Yisayid, and therefore we learned Ten Yisayid HaMizbech SheLaUlah, the din of Shvicha Shurayim to the Yisayid doesn't only apply to the Sar of the Nasi and to Karbonis Chatois, but it applies to all Karbonis that are brought on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, and as Rashi states, Shehei HaMizbech Toyin BaUlah V'chol Dom and Toyin Lo Shvicha Shurayim El Yisayid in Nisha B'Kli Klum Kishazarik Menah Shtei Zvika Shtei Kronos Yishbechen El Yisayid U'Mishun BaUlah Ksiv Shvicha Shurayim Itzruch Lomela Facha, and since B'Degei the Karbon Ulah the Torah doesn't mention anything about Shvicha Shurayim, therefore we have to learn out from the Karbon Chatos by the Sar of the Nasi. However, the Brisa continues and asks on this last drasha, Ayenoi al the Mizbech Shel Ulah Yehi Yisayid, what does the Pasuk teach us when the Kohen does Zrikas Adam by an Ulah, which is Shtaim Shein Abba, that he has to make sure that both of these Zrikas are in an area where there's a Yisayid? And as Rashi points out, Lumute Karen Mizrachas Tremis, and this would come to Yemayit, the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, Shein Lo Yisayid, and as we know that corner did not have a Yisayid, and as we will see in Daf Nun Gimel, that the Yisayid of Mizbeach went on the full west and north of the Mizbeach, and only extended one Amma onto the east and south of the Mizbeach. The Brisa continues to answer this question, that in order to teach us that the Zrikas Hadam has to be in an area where there's a Yisayid beneath it, that will be learned based on the Kal V'Chaymar, and therefore the words of El Yisayid Mizbech HaOlah are still extra, and we're able to learn Ten Yisayid of Mizbeach SheOlah, that Shvicha Shurayim of all Kabbonis that are brought on the Mizbeach HaOlah are done on the Yisayid of the Mizbeach HaOlah, and the Brisa will now continue and bring two versions of this Kal V'Chaymar, and there will be Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as to exactly what the Kal V'Chaymar would be, but ultimately we have a Kal V'Chaymar as Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel states Kal V'Chaymar as Mashirayim She'im Mechapun Tu'ni Yisayid, that Madach the Shurayim of a Korban Chatos that doesn't actually effectuate the Kapara. And as we know, if the Shurayim are lost or if there are no Shurayim, as all of the dam was used for the Zrika, then it's not Ma'akev and there'll still be a Kapara. And even so, the Torah states that we have to pour it onto the Yisayim Mizbeach, and therefore certainly Tchilas Eilah Shemechaperes, so certainly Einidin Shatuni Yisayid, that certainly B'negei the Korban Eilah, where there is a requirement to do Zrika Zadam in order to effectuate the Kapara, certainly there's a requirement that the Zrika Zadam has to be in an area where there is a Yisayid, and therefore, as Rashi points out, Amar Bishmol Mikal V'Chayma Nafgalon Ha V'Lei Be'ikra, and there's no requirement for a Pasuk to teach us this din, and therefore we are still left with extra words of Mizbech HaOlah, and the Brisa will now continue and bring the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva will also learn from Mikal V'Chayma, and the words of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmol seem very similar, and the Gemara will discuss the exact difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmol. And as the Brisa continues, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva stated that the Kal V'Chayma is as follows, Mashirayim She'im Mechapim Ve'im Boyin L'Chapara Tu'uni Yisayid, so Tchilus Eilin Shem Chapara Zubar L'Chapara Ein Adin Shetu'uni Yisayid, and the only words that are different between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmol is Rabbi Shmol states B'negei Shirayim She'im Mechapim, and he also lays in Ve'im Boyin L'Chapara, and B'negei Tchilus Eilah he not only states Shem Chaparas, but he also lays in Ubar L'Chapara. The Brisa continued that both Rabbi Shmol and Rabbi Kiva state that since we learned the din that Zrikas Eilah has to be on top of Yisayid based on the Kal V'Chayma, so therefore Imkain Matam Leim El Yisayid Mizbech HaOlah. So why does the Torah use the extra words of El Yisayid Mizbech HaOlah? And we learn now Ten Yisayid Mizbech SheOlah, as we previously learned. And the Gemara will now continue and explain the Brisa as Amamar, as the first din that we learned in our Brisa was that the Pasuk B'negei to Pakoy Mashiach, which is one of the Chatayis HaPnimiyas, didn't have to say El Yisayid Mizbech HaOlah, and therefore we learn out V'lo Yisayid Mizbech HaPnimi, that the Shvicha Shirayim of the Pakoy Mashiach is poured on the Yisayid Mizbech HaOlah and not on the Mizbech HaPnimi. And the Gemara is Hamiboy Leilu Gufei, and as Rashi points out, maybe the Torah is teaching us that since all the Matanis Hadam of the Pakoy Mashiach are done on the Mizbech HaPnimi, so possibly one would think that the only place that one is allowed to pour the Shirayim of the Dam is only on the Mizbech HaPnimi and not on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, and maybe that's why the Torah tells us Al Yisayid Mizbech HaOlah in order to teach us that the Shiori Hadam of the Pakoy Mashiach could even be poured on the Yisayid Mizbech HaOlah, and who said that it's coming to exclude that you can't pour it on the Mizbech HaPnimi? And as Rashi states, Sheyishbechim Li Yisayid Mizbech HaChitzayin Umi Yukolshkin Im Ratzi Yitnim Al HaPnimi Demehech Liyalf Miuta. And Rashi continues, V'ikasha Hayalfim Mibraisa Dein Lo Yisayid Ligami. And if you will ask that, how can you have a Havmina that the Shvicha Shirayim of the Pakoy Mashiach will be done on Mizbech HaPrimi if we know that the Mizbech HaPrimi did not have a Yisayid, and therefore if the Torah would just state El Yisayid Mizbech, we would already know that it's referring to Mizbech HaIlah or Mizbech HaChitzayin, and Zok Rashi Ahum Yisru Dekra, that limit is only based on the second Yito of the Pasuk, therefore V'idrashas Kam L'Gufei V'tinyon L'Mutai Sula Miasa Sheni L'Hachi El Mekor Shlishi V'sulas L'Chadrasha Shlishi. Therefore, if you make the Cheshbin, we would only have two extra drashos and not three drashos. And Lamaisa Abraisa wants to learn three different dinim from the extra words of Mizbech HaIlah. And since one of the terms of Mizbech HaIlah is required Ligufei, so we would only have two limudim instead of three. However, the Gemara answers that even the first mention of El Yisayid Mizbech HaIlah is extra, as Masha Pesach HaIl Moed Nafka. Since B'negei the Parakai Mashiach, the Pasuk already states Asha Pesach HaIl Moed, so we already know Ligufei that the Shiraim of the Parakai Mashiach can not only be placed on the Mizbech HaPrimi, but they could also be placed on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. And then since the Pasuk states, El Yisayid Mizbech HaIlah, so the Pasuk is coming to teach us that there's a requirement to actually place the Shirayim on the Mizbech HaIlah, and the Shirayim cannot be placed on the Mizbech HaPrimi. And as the last Rashi on our Amid states, Masha Pesach HaIl Moed Nafka Dachainu Chitzayin, Vavi Matzal Al-Michtav El Yisayid Mizbech Asha Pesach HaIl Moed, therefore Mizbech HaIlah Lamali, and therefore these words are extra. And the Gemara now continues to discuss the third din that the Braisa brought, as the Pasuk B'negei the Sar of Nasi states El Yisayid Mizbech HaIlah, and we continue on Daf Nun Alef Amud Beis, and the Braisa taught us Ten Yisayid Mizbech Shalaylah, that even though the Torah doesn't teach us the din of Shvichas Shirayim onto the Yisayid B'negei or Karban Eilah, however this Pasuk teaches us that the requirement of Shvichas Shirayim to the Yisayid Mizbech HaIlah is not only by the Karban Chatas, but it's by all Karbanos that are brought on the Mizbech HaIlah, including the Karban Eilah. And the Gemara now explains Isak Kedaitech Kedachsev, as if you will say that's coming to teach us that not only is there a requirement of Shvichas Shirayim onto Yisayid by the Chatas HaPrimis, but there's also a requirement of Shvichas Shirayim onto Yisayid by the Chatas HaChitzayinis, like the Sar of the Nasi. But the Gemara is, halomali, why would we need a Pasuk L'Shirayim if you're going to tell us that's teaching us the din that the Shirayim of the Korban of the Nasi that is brought on the Mizbech HaChitzayin is required to be poured on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, but this would not be a Chiddush and it would be Pashit, Habroi Avid Lehu, since the Matonis Hadam of the Korban Chatas of the Nasi is all done on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, then certainly the Shirayim are going to be poured on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, and since we already learned that the Shirayim of the Chatas HaPrimis with the Matonis Hadam were done Befrim, that the Shiori Hadam have to be Dafka on the Mizbech HaChitzayin and not on the Mizbech HaPrimi, then certainly by the Korban Nasi and by all the Chatas whose Matonis are done on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, then certainly their Shirayim have to be poured on the Yisayid Mizbech HaIlah, not on the Mizbech HaPrimi, and therefore the words on Mizbech HaIlah are extra. That's why the Braisa teaches us Ten Yisayid Mizbech HaIlah, that this teaches us that the Shirayim of all the Kabbalahs that are brought on Mizbech HaChitzayin are all poured on the Yisayid Mizbech HaIlah. However, the Gemara is bothered with Chitema da Apach Mepach, and we continue on Daphne Bezum and Aleph, the Broi Le Gavoy, the Gavoy Le Broi. Possibly the reason why the Torah had to tell us that the Shvichas Shirayim of the Korban Nasi has to be done on the Mizbech HaIlah is because one may have thought that just like we find that the Shirayim of the Korbanos that are Nasa Befnim are all poured on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, so maybe the Torah's requirement is that the Shirayim should be placed on the opposite Mizbech, and therefore the Shirayim of the Korban Nasi, whose Matanis are done on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, so maybe the Shirayim should be done on the Mizbech HaPrimi and not on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. Maybe that's why the Torah had to state B'negei to serve the Nasi, El Yisayid Mizbech HaIlah, and these words would not be extra. However, the Gemara explains Ha'in Lo Yisayid L'Pnimi Atzmai, that we already explained based on the second drasha that there is no Yisayid on the Mizbech HaPrimi, and if so, the Pasuk B'negei to Nasi could have just stated El Yisayid HaMizbech, and that would have already taught us that we won't be Apech Mepech, and the Shvichas Shirayim of the Korban of the Nasi is also done on the Yisayid Mizbech HaIlah. And since the Torah didn't have to say Mizbech HaIlah, that the word HaIlah is extra, and we learn now Ten Yisayid Mizbech Shel HaIlah, that the Shvichas Shirayim of all Kabbalahs that are brought on the Mizbech HaIlah are all poured on the Yisayid of the Mizbech HaIlah. And Ayin Tesis at the top of Dafnun Bezum and Aleph, Tiba Maskel de Brei Legavoi, and Tesis bothered, how can you have such a Havmina? Ha'am Rabbi Kiva, come on, if Rabbi Kiva will teach us on that Pei Aleph, the Chol Dom Shech Lislefnim Psulin, and certainly we cannot bring the Shirayim into the Kodesh, and certainly you cannot go on to Mizbech HaPrimi. And Tezis answers, V'yishloimed, the Shirayim ain't mechapin l'Rabbi Kiva, v'loi kurina bu l'chapin b'kodesh, and therefore would not passel the Shirayim, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.